The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
We were, before the top of the hour, we were talking about kitty cats and a new law that will probably, well, new legislation that will probably become law in New York, where it will become illegal, punishable by a $1,000 fine, to declaw a kitty cat. Okay, you know, hey, if you're against declawing kitty cats, that's fine, that's okay. I would not argue with you, but New York is the state that says you can kill an unborn baby up to the day of delivery. I got a problem with those priorities. If they value life and kitty cats, I'm good with that. If they value kitty cats and not human babies, I do have a problem with that. Speaking of kitty cats and dead puppies, and who doesn't love a puppy? Now, we've got two dogs. We've got an older dog, and well, we've got a, he's not a puppy now. He's a year old. He's a little cute little thing. And my wife has a couple of sites on Facebook with puppies. And every couple of days, we'll be eating or doing something, and my wife will pull up a picture, and she'll go, "Look at that. Isn't that so cute? Look at that little puppy." And I'm going, "Oh, yeah, that's really cute, but we're not getting another puppy." We love puppies. You know, if I thought we could handle it, we'd have probably about 10 of them. Who doesn't love a puppy? Well, the reason I went through all of that is a public service, and I mean this sincerely. The United States Better Business Bureau is warning people all across America of puppy scams, internet puppy scams that are targeting people looking to buy puppies. I'm quoting. This is from the Better Business Bureau. People in search of a dog have been scammed out of thousands of dollars by sending money to illegitimate websites. The Consumer Protection Organization warns, and then the dogs are never sent. Pamela Fisher, who lives in Arkansas, said her 14-year-old daughter had saved money babysitting and giving swimming lessons to buy a puppy. She lost more. This is a kid 14 years old. She lost more than $1,000 after being told to wire money to a company purporting to be from Minnesota. The puppy never arrived. It was heartbreaking for my daughter, the mother said. She learned a lesson. In fact, we all learned a lesson. Quote, the scammers will also try to trick customers further. This scammer told the family their dog had been sent to the wrong airport and more money needed to be sent to them. Others will charge for insurance costs, special crates for dogs that do not arrive. Victims have been reported all across America, Arkansas, Minnesota, New Jersey, etc. The Better Business Bureau warning mentioned the company Best Golden Doodle Family Pups, which says it's based in Edina, Minnesota. GoldenDoodlePuppies.usa is a phony website. Another family sent another $1,000 to another website. A New Jersey man lost nearly $2,000 after sending money to Frenchie Farm Bulldogs. Best Golden Doodle Family Pups, Frenchie Farm Bulldogs, and several others were cited. by the Better Business Bureau. And it says, if a seller is claiming to be American Kennel Club certified, contact the American Kennel Club and check them out. Gives the number, and I'm going to give that to you. Look it up. Or go to akc.org. akc.org. That is my public service announcement to all of the puppy lovers in the audience. And if you're not a puppy lover, what is wrong with you? Okay. We've been waiting on an update out of the state of Missouri concerning their very last abortion clinic. One Planned Parenthood clinic is still operating in St. Louis, Missouri. It is the only abortion clinic in the entire state. The Missouri Department of Health has refused to renew their health license because at least 74 women, 74, have been taken to emergency rooms because of failed abortions. They have also received numerous poor marks in state health and safety inspections. So the Ohio Board of Health said, yeah, we're not renewing your license. We're shutting you down. So open and shut, right? No. Planned Parenthood has filed a lawsuit. Well, wait a minute. They failed health inspections. 74 women have been sent to emergency rooms. The Department of Health has said, no, we can't renew your license. You have violated the policies of the state of Missouri for a health care facility. We're shutting you down. Again, open and shut, right? No. No. A federal judge issued an injunction allowing the abortion clinic to stay open. So the Department of Health said, okay, let's go to court. And our attorneys, this is from the Missouri Board of Health, our attorneys are going to subpoena the abortion doctors so we can ask them, how come 74 women were sent to the emergency room? What happened? You know, you have failed numerous health inspections. So common sense, right? You bring in, I mean, if there's going to be a trial, there's going to be a court proceeding, you bring in the abortion doctors. No. Listen to this, and I am quoting from a news release from today. Circuit Judge Michael Stelzer agreed to throw out subpoenas for four doctors who worked briefly at the Planned Parenthood clinic in St. Louis. So a federal judge said, no, you can't subpoena the doctors. What? This is about health care, patients, 74 women, failed abortions. You mean you can't subpoena the doctors? Not according to Circuit Judge Michael Stelzer. He agreed to throw out the subpoenas for four doctors. Stelzer's ruling also sets up a hearing for today, which I've not heard the result, to consider Planned Parenthood's request for an injunction to stop the state from forcing the abortion clinic to close. The judge last Friday issued a temporary restraining order to allow the clinic to continue to perform abortions at least until a decision is made on the injunction request. The current license for the abortion center expired on Friday. Again, think about this. Their license expired. Missouri Board of Health did an investigation. No, we cannot renew your license. You have violated health policies. You have put women at risk. No, we're not going to renew your license. A federal judge steps in and says, you know, so what? You failed inspections. So what? 74 women have been sent to emergency rooms for botched abortions. So what? You don't meet the health requirements of the state. I'm going to let you stay open. So anyway, there is going to be a hearing today as to whether that injunction will be lifted or will be extended. And I will keep looking at different news sites to see if we have any news. That hearing was to be held today, but they can't question the doctors. That I don't get. I don't get it. All right. I guess I don't have to. We will take a break. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Just a reminder, I have the privilege of teaching the adult pastor's Bible study tonight at Genoa Baptist Church in Westerville. This is my last Wednesday, at least for a while. I had the privilege of doing three Wednesdays in a row, and I'll be finishing up tonight. Genoa Baptist in Westerville, it starts at 6:45. I don't get off the air till 6 o'clock. I got to fight all the traffic, so I have trouble making it by 6:45. If you're there by 7 o'clock, you should be fine. But I'll be there, and as far as I know, we're meeting back in the main auditorium. Last week, we moved it to the children's building because their big children's event in the main sanctuary. They call it the WAC, W-A-C. So anyway, I'll be there tonight, 6:45, 7 o'clock, and tonight I'm going to be teaching on A Tale of Two Men. A Tale of Two Men. That's what I'll be teaching tonight. And I would love to see many of you there. If you have a church with Wednesday night, many churches, you know, even that have Wednesday night services during the school year, cancel during the summer. If that's the case, come on over. Now, if you have a church with a Wednesday night service, that's where you need to be. But if not, I would love to see you tonight. 6:45, 7 o'clock, Genoa Baptist. That's about 5 miles north of Uptown Westerville, Route 3 at the corner of Lewis Center and Route 3 State Street. And just park in the parking lot. And if you see the big canopy out front, those are the main doors. Come in, walk straight ahead, and you'll be in the main auditorium. Tonight, I would love to see you. And Joy and I will be up at one of our favorite places, Rymer Road Baptist Church in Wadsworth, this coming Sunday. The pastor's daughter is getting married on Saturday, and the pastor said, after the wedding, I'm not going to feel up to preaching, so I have the privilege of preaching. Rymer Road Baptist in Wadsworth, I know our signal reaches up in that area. We have a lot of listeners in the Wadsworth, Barberton, Akron area, Rymer Road Baptist, Sunday morning. Joy and I will be there. And we actually have a lot of listeners in that church. We'd love to see you. That's where we will be this coming Sunday. So that kind of brings you up to date on where we are. If you want to know where Joy and I are, check out our website, crosspower.net. Crosspower.net. And remember, we would love to come to your church. We would. We would love to come to your church. It's fascinating to see how politicians respond to tragedies. Just, it's fascinating, and it does show you what's important, what their priorities are, and what they believe the solution is. Virginia Beach had this horrible shooting last week. 12 people dead. It just a horrible tragedy. Now, I told you as soon as it happened, the liberal left politicians in Virginia will use this for political gain, and they will be screaming gun law, gun law, gun law, gun law, gun law. And again, if you want to know if more rigid, stringent gun laws actually save lives, go to the cities with the most stringent, restrictive gun laws and see if it helps, like Chicago. And the answer is no. It's not a gun problem. It's a heart problem. Well, I read this headline and I thought, no, somebody's exaggerating. No, they're not. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam. Now, what do we know about Virginia Governor Ralph Northam? He is the governor that had the blackface in the yearbook, and remember that? And even the Democrats were demanding that he resign. He dug his heels in and said, no way. But even more troubling, he is the governor that during a, it was either a radio or a television interview, said, hey, if a baby is born accidentally as a result of a failed abortion, and the baby is alive, viable, and could actually survive, what do you do? And the governor said, well, you put it on a table, make it comfortable, and just let it die. Yeah, that's the guy. Well, after last week's mass shooting, he called a press conference, and he said this, among other things, but I quote, "This tragedy calls for votes and laws, not thoughts and prayers." Now, I didn't think that was an either or. You know, what is wrong with thoughts and prayers? What is wrong with that? All right, if you want to add, let's pass more stringent gun laws and so forth. And while we're at it, let's, you know, we're grateful for the people who are thinking of us and praying for us. But he makes it an either or. You either send thoughts and prayers or votes and laws. And again, that is a direct quote. He denigrates people who pray. He makes fun. He ridicules people who pray. So the answer is not prayer. It's not God. It's just more laws, more government, more government, more government, and more government. And then after that, maybe some more government. Yeah. Oh, my, my. Isn't it sad? Isn't it sad? All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, some new information on homelessness in California.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.